definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on The Monster Hunters.
You, Lord Greg?
With you two dead and the bog monster defeated by me, the world will know me not only as the world's greatest big game hunter, but the world's greatest monster hunter. Only then can I find and best the Beast of Albion.
The Beast of who, did you say?
The Beast of Albion is said to be set to return in the year 1972.
Ah.
Return? From where?
I don't know, but we need to find it before MI-16 do.
It has been 2 months since we parted company with our colleague. Have you had any luck in deciphering the scroll?
No. All we know is that it refers to the Beast of Albion, and that 1972 is the year of its return. But since the escape of the Advisor, we're no closer to finding its location.
But we must have the Beast. The power we could wield through it would be... for the good of the country.
The Beast is supposed to be a legendary creature that can grant great power to certain chosen followers. It apparently disappeared in the year 871. Hasn't been seen since. The only actual clue I can find is that the Beast was often protected by religious orders to stop it falling into the wrong hands. So we may be looking for some kind of ancient holy temple.
Have a look at this. New intelligence received this morning. I think we'll have the Beast sooner than expected. How would you like a little holiday, Captain Bates?
The Monster Hunters, Series 2. Episode 5, The Beast of Albion, Part 1.
Who sent you here? Did you come for the Beast?
You can beat me all you like. I'm just a hill walker. That's all I am.
With a camera.
I take pictures of trees for the magazines. For the magazines.
No one buys magazines for the trees. Not now they can grow them in their own gardens for free.
You're much too pretty to work in publishing, darling.
Listen to me. You've been lucky so far. No one can last out forever. Sooner or later, you'll tell us why you're here. I can use the righteous powers of my fists, or I can find other ways.
Sister? Has the man talked?
No, Mother Superior. With your permission, I would like to move on to more extreme methods.
Please! There's been some sort of mistake.
Aye, there has. Do you know, Sister Magenta here prides herself on her ruthlessness. I've seen a fella cow with just one blow. But it's her voice you should watch for. She's trained herself to sing every note just flat enough to cause immense pain to a person's inner ear until their mind fails them. Her version of Puppet on a String is quite something. Not that I've heard it.
Please, I'm just here for the trees. That's all I'm here for.
But it isn't, is it? You see, when we found you last night, I had your description wired to some friends of ours in London. It didn't take them long to discover who you are, Captain Bates.
What?
Your name is Cliff Bates, and you work for MI-16. You report to Colonel Dolby, and you're here because you think you found the Beast of Albion. Untie him, sister.
What's going on here?
My order has one purpose, Captain Bates. A sacred trust that we cannot afford to break. We have guarded it well for 12 centuries. We will let nothing divert us from our purpose. Least of all, the whims of little men from London.
I don't understand. Why don't you just kill me?
At the end of this corridor is a door. If you can reach it before Sister Magenta reaches you, then you will have your freedom.
You're crazy.
Run, Captain Bates.
The door. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. You crazy witches. You can't stop me.
Take some of the sisters to the bottom of the cliffs. Make sure Captain Bates's remains are disposed of.
You know there will be others.
Indeed. And they will receive the same fate. None who seek the Beast of Albion shall live.
Take two elements, any two elements, say electricity and water, on their own, perfectly harmless. But when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl, dynamite! Roy Steele, 3 times nominated Man's Man by Man Magazine. And Lorimer Chesterfield, his mind is like a deep-sea trawler.
My name is Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forged them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters!
And no word from Bates? It's been a week. Oh, I see. Good. If he has died, then he's died a hero's death. One that will bring us ever closer to the prize. What? Huh? No, I don't think we need send another agent. I have a better idea. Goodbye. Sandy, communicate the following to all agents. Locate and report any sightings of Lorimer Chesterfield, Roy Steele, or Griselda Promigrew. I want to know exactly what they're doing at all times. Unless it's toilet stuff. That's just below the belt.
Order, 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 order.
Sir Maxwell, that's my best table.
Quiet, Chesterfield, I'm gaveling. Right, I call this meeting to order. Let's just make sure we've got everyone here. Suki, you're doing the minutes, so remain completely silent at all times. Professor Chesterfield?
Yes?
Good, you're here. Roy Steele?
hello there. I'm Roy Steele. Make mine a soup on the rocks, ladies.
Oh, what is it now, Chesterfield?
You know that's not Roy, don't you? You're wearing a sock on your hand.
I drew a little face on it, though.
Well, I'm sorry, Sir Maxwell. I wish I knew where he was, but since the Unstable incident, he's been off with that Griselda Promigrew again. Mm. If only I knew which exotic holiday destination they were in this time.
This is very inconvenient.
I know. I thought we were making good progress tracking the Beast of Albion. Even if there was no beast in Unstable, it just shows how ingrained into our culture it is.
I see.
You do?
No, of course not. I was just trying to make you feel good about yourself. Ah, what about that religious building business you were talking about?
Well, I've made some inquiries, crossed a few off the list. I'm definitely getting somewhere, but I could really do with Roy here to help me.
Have you thought about hiring a stand-in? You could borrow the sock.
No, thank you. Let's just hope that wherever Roy Steele is now, he's doing something useful.
Quickly, Roy, under the portico.
Why, Griselda, are you flirting with me again?
Yes, Roy, that's exactly what I'm doing. We're flirting in the rain, Roy. Do you like it?
I'd rather flirt in the dry.
Then get under the portico.
I don't see why we couldn't go to the Caribbean, like you said.
I don't know. In the right light, Northumberland can be quite exciting.
If you like ducks. And this is the convent you wanted us to see, is it?
Think of it as a hotel exclusively for ladies.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get this door open.
You never change, Roy.
That's why you love me.
I'm sure it is.
Yes?
Hello there.
Leave this to me, Griselda. Hello there.
Good evening. And you are?
We were in the neighbourhood.
But we're on an island.
Yes, well...
We are wandering travellers and our boat got lost in the storm.
What storm?
Oh, look at that, darling. It's brightened up now.
We are looking for somewhere to lay our heads for the night.
Well, I suppose you best come in, then. You must excuse us. Our facilities are meagre. We are not accustomed to accommodating guests.
That's fine. We don't need much. Clean bed, ensuite, full English.
This is a very impressive building. I'm impressed. Been here long?
Our order has been here since the early 500s.
And what is it you do here?
We are dedicated to peace and tranquility.
Right. You don't have your own brewery or anything?
No. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get someone to prepare your room. Mr. and Mrs...
No. Although...
Two rooms will be fine, thank you.
Very well.
Two rooms? What sort of holiday is two rooms?
These people are highly religious, Roy. They won't accept unmarried couples sharing the same bed.
Griselda?
Yes, Roy?
Why have you brought us here? It's not the most romantic idea you've ever had. Although it's not the least.
Are you ever going to let that go?
I'm sorry, but analysing the different kinds of monkey blood wasn't my idea of a weekend break.
You learned a lot, though, didn't you?
Well, that's not the point. Although I had no idea that baboons...
Your rooms are ready.
Really? That was quick.
We always have spare bedding on hand. You never know who you're going to entertain. And this is your room.
Is that straw? Now hang on a minute.
I'll leave you to prepare yourselves. I'll send Sister Magenta along in a while to see if there's anything you require.
A mattress?
Well, Roy, do you like it? Roy?
I'm confused. You turn up and offer me the chance to get in a boat with you, only to find it steel-powered.
You look good with a pair of oars.
Right, I don't even think that's a single entendre.
Roy, I just thought we needed to get away for a while, just the two of us.
And 50 nuns.
Ignore the nuns, I'll take care of them.
What?
I mean, they won't bother us.
But look at this, I'm practically sleeping on the floor.
Really? I've got a lovely four-poster.
What?
This is an order of devout women, Roy. It makes sense they're going to save the good stuff for the fairer sex. Besides, it's not all that bad. You've got a headboard. You can't go wrong with a headboard.
That thing? Whew. I'm not sure I want that thing eyeing me up in the middle of the night. What's that face supposed to be? Looks like a cross between some kind of bull and an otter. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Griselda.
Yes, Roy?
Is this some kind of holy order?
I thought you might have picked up on that.
And could this holy order be the resting place of...
The Beast of Albion? You can bet your handsome man's face on it, Roy.
But why didn't you just say? Why go through that elaborate pretense?
It wasn't that elaborate.
I wrapped Lorimer's notes up like a Christmas present for you. I even did a little note from the Beast, remember?
Dear Miss Promigrew, I'm the Beast of Albion. Come and find me. Grr, kisses. Yes, that was sweet, Roy.
Is that why we're here, Griselda? To find the Beast. I feel used, like a cheap Hungarian watch.
Calm down, darling. I don't want to have to apply your Scotch ration this early in the evening. Yes, you're right. This could be the resting place of the Beast of Albion, but I did this for us.
Eh?
I know Lorimer doesn't like me. I could tell it the minute I first saw him. He did that little squinty thing with his eyes.
He does that to everyone. I've been trying to make him wear a mask of his face the first time he meets someone.
He's your friend, and it's important he likes me. I don't want to drive a knife through your relationship, so I thought, why not borrow his notes and find the Beast of Albion for him?
You'd do that for me?
Yes, I would, Roy.
Griselda, I think that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You know, it's about time I told you something. We've been knocking around for a few months, and I've liked it. Really liked it. In fact, Griselda, I don't just like it, I love...
Ah, oh, that's sweet, Roy. You're a little darling, Roy. You know, I've got a good feeling about this. I think this really is the home of the Beast. I can feel it in my women's intuition or something.
Well, that's good enough for me. What do we do next?
Will you let me handle this? It would mean so much.
But...
Once I know for certain the Beast is here, you can punch it in the knees or whatever. But please, let me make certain.
All right.
Bingo. Now, you stay here. I'll be back soon.
But what I was saying just now...
Hold that thought, Roy. I won't be long.
My word. Where's that scotch?
Now, look here. We've known each other for some time now, and I think it's time we took this relationship to the next level. I've got a beach house in Clacton-on-Sea. What say we slip away for the weekend?
Oh, Sir Maxwell, that would be lovely!
Will you please put those socks down?
Oh, very well. That's a real shame. I was getting somewhere there. What are you doing?
Research.
Ah, what's that you've written over and over? Promo grew. Are you growing your promotional team?
No, it's Promogru. No, ignore that. I was just thinking about something.
Oh, be careful there, Chesterfield. That way leads to slippery waters.
But I think I found the location for our next beast hunt.
Ah, good. Off you go, then.
But...
Oh, but. There's always a but with you, Chesterfield. You're full of buts.
Well, I don't want to go without Roy.
What's the matter, Chesterfield? Worried some hideous monster might try and kill you?
Well, yes, actually.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
This is ridiculous. I can't wait around here for Roy. I'm going to go, Sir Maxwell, on my own if I have to.
Good boy.
Suki, do you want to come with me?
Just hang on a minute there. Suki was going to fly me to the shops.
Fly you to the shops?
Yes, in the chopper.
Why can't you drive yourself?
Because I've got a chopper.
You don't need Suki to fly you to the shops. This is a national emergency, potentially.
Professor Chesterfield, which one of us is wearing shoes at the moment?
Both of us.
No, I mean which one of us is wearing the shoes? You know, the cash shoes.
Oh, right. Well, you.
You can bet your little eyes on it. So if I need Suki to pop me down the wavy line for some fish fingers, and that's a kind of no-nonsense thing I do. She's the best damn pilot in the business. I should know. I taught her myself.
What? You can fly as well?
No, of course not. Not anymore. Not since Nam.
Vietnam?
No, Dagenham. I pulled a hamstring.
Right. Well, how about we take you to the shops, then Suki takes me up north in the helicopter.
Call it a chopper!
Sorry, the chopper. Mm. How about that?
I'll have to think about it.
How long will that take?
Not sure. I'll tell you on the way up north. Come, Suki, to the chopper pad!
My word, these doors are heavy. No, no beast in there.
Can I be of any assistance, Miss...
Promogru. Griselda Promogru. And no, thank you. I was just looking for
Yes?
The chim.
I'm afraid we have no such things here. We are a simple order with no need for these gyms of which you speak.
Well, that's a shame, nun lady. A damn shame. Excuse the language.
You haven't offended me.
Oh, really? But I thought you nuns were,
What are you doing here, Miss Promogru?
I told you, we are travellers.
Well, we are quite private people, and we'd prefer it if you didn't enter the rooms unannounced.
Right you are.
So, if you're not looking for anything in particular, might I suggest you retire to your room?
Cut the cute nun act, sister. Where is it?
Where is what?
You know damn well what I'm talking about.
And so the mask slips. You seek the beast of Albion.
Damn skippy, sister.
In 1500 years, none have woken him.
What are you babbling about? I thought you nuns were pally with this thing.
My order do not seek the power of the beast. We exist to protect the world from its wrath. While we are here, it sleeps. Many have come here. None have left.
Well, that's a record I'll have the pleasure of breaking.
You will not leave this place alive. Already I have called for Sister Magenta.
You talking about the pretty one, darling? Yes, we've met.
Oh, have you? She's lovely, isn't she?
Yes, indeedy. Very helpful, too.
What do you mean? What have you done to her?
Oh, nothing. Yet. So what you're saying is, if all the nuns here are killed... the beast will be released.
Wait, aye, but...
Well, that sounds easy. Hold still.
What is that?
What does it look like?
It looks like a giant gun.
Bingo.
My child, please, look to your soul.
You look to yours.
Griselda? Darling? I thought I heard guns. Are these nuns armed? Right. A convent full of strange ladies, ugly carvings, and the future Mrs. Steele vanished. It's time for Roy Steele to put on his fighting hands. Stand clear of this door. I'm punching my way through. Hi! Fine. I'll just open it. Well, hello there. A nun, all tied up. It's not even closing time at the Girl-O-Rama. What? Look, I can't understand you. There's a gag in your mouth. There we go, darling. You talk your little face off. Ow! You're a biter!
Untie me and I will break every bone in your ankles.
What in the hells?
Your woman did this to me.
Griselda?
Do you think I'm stupid? You came here to release the Beast of Albion.
Now wait a minute, lady. I came here to best the beast, not befriend it.
That's not what she's here for. I caught her looking for that thing.
But why would Griselda want to release the beast?
For the power. Power that is too dangerous for any one person to wield. Power that the beast does not share freely. That's why we've been protecting it. The beast must not be set free.
Ha ha ha. I do understand, you know. Griselda's a lovely girl. You think I could do better. So why not make her out to be a ruthless, power-mad psychopath so you can have me for yourself? I know you nuns. I've seen those films.
What? Listen to me. This is the time of the Great Temptation. All the records point to it. The Earth Tremors prove it. 1972, when the beast is at its strongest, when it could be released from its chamber.
Then we've done it. She's found me the beast. Right, we're going to do it in, then Lorimer will accept Griselda, maybe even make her the third monster hunter.
But don't you see? No one can best the beast by themselves. Why would she do this to me except to release the Beast of Albion?
In case you fell over?
And the gag.
So you don't bite your tongue?
Release me and I'll prove it.
I don't know.
If I'm wrong, I'll give up my place in the order. But please, at least let us check.
What about my ankles?
I see you're not a threat. You're much too stupid.
What?
I mean, you've been duped into this by the woman. You're just a simple vessel being used by that strumpet.
Right, you're not very good at making friends, are you?
Quickly, untie me.
All right, all right.
Thank you. Now come on, to the beast chamber. Quickly, switch on that torch.
Bloody hell, are they?
Dead. All my sisters.
You okay?
I will be. Once I've ripped the throat from the neck of that harpy.
Now steady on.
Don't put yourself in my way.
Well, it does look rather bad when you put it like that. What is this place?
This is the chamber where the beast slumbers.
The beast? You mean the Beast of Albion?
Yes, take your time, Roy.
Griselda, what's going on here? This lady nun thinks you killed all her friends.
Yes, well, there's a good reason for that, Roy.
I will break you.
Take your best shot.
Ladies, please, where are your civilized lady manners? Here, stop clawing at my girlfriend.
Unhand me. Let me kill her.
Now, calm down, little lady.
She must suffer for what she's done.
Now, I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation for this. Eh, Griselda? You just found all these nuns lying about dead?
It doesn't matter. I don't need my hands to kill you. I wonder if one day that you'll say that you care if I say...
Griselda, what's going on here?
You hear that, Roy? The beast awakes.
You killed her?
Yes, Roy. And now it's your turn, Roy.
What? But I thought you loved me.
Oh, come now, Roy. I thought you were better than that.
What do you mean?
Haven't you worked it out by now?
So, where the hell are we going?
To a convent in Northumberland.
Ah.
All the signs point towards it being a definite possibility.
A definite?
Maybe.
Good enough for me.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, just put those bags over there.
Over?
Just by your feet.
Not a lot of room over
Mind there. Mind the eggs!
All right.
It would help if you put that folder down.
No, I can't. There's something bothering me. I must...
Why have you put all those letters in a circle?
Because... Oh. Oh, no. No!
What? Have you had a little accident? That happened the first time I was in a chopper.
No, I've just worked something out. If you rearrange the letters in the name Griselda Promigrew, you get...
I am Lord Greg Powers.
No, sorry, you're going to have to repeat that.
After you thought I'd been killed in Karnstadt, I was picked up by MI-16.
But that bog monster pulled your head off.
Exactly. And my head was picked up by Dr. Hans Grind. He managed to perform the world's first successful brain transplant, my brain into this beautiful body. The plan was for me to act as their advisor, help MI-16 find the Beast of Albion, But I escaped them.
But didn't we...
Yes, Roy?
I mean, didn't you and me... We...
Yes, Roy.
Oh, God.
I had to take one for the team.
One?
Oh, all right, more than one.
This is...
Listen, Roy, I know this might seem a bit weird.
A bit?
But I've grown to like you over the last few months. Look, the Beast of Albion is rising now. I was going to kill you and take all the power for myself, but what say you and I share it?
What?
We can rule the world together. If we gain the power of the Beast, we can then kill it and be the supreme beings on the planet.
But why, Griselda?
Lord Greg.
Sorry. Why, Lord Greg? Why did you pose as my girlfriend for the last 6 months?
I needed you, Roy. I needed help finding the Beast, and I wasn't going to get it from Colonel Dalby, not unless I wanted to put up with his wandering hands. I knew that you and Chesterfield would be all over it. And I knew your one weakness, Roy. Your Achilles' heel.
That's where you're wrong, Lord Greg. My feet are fine.
I meant your love of the ladies, Roy.
You evil man-bitch! Griselda! The wall! Watch out!
Glad to know you still care, lover.
I don't. I...
Oh, the whole bloody wall's gone! Look! It's fallen into the sea! Last chance, Roy. The Beast rises!
You wanted me dead!
Maybe I did, Roy. Maybe I did. Perhaps even the great Lord Greg Powers fell for that old steel charm. Join with me, Roy! And rule the world!
Never!
Think of it, Roy. Mandatory bikinis, unlimited scotch, soup on tap.
It's a madman's dream, Lord Greg. Madwoman's, whatever.
I could get you your money back. Think of it. Your wife left you with nothing.
Don't say it.
I could give it all back to you, Roy. The Beast could give it all back to us.
To us?
Whoa!
Griselda! The edge! The floor's giving way!
Al's teeth!
Griselda, grab my hand!
Ah, oh, thanks, Roy. Now pull me up. It's a long way down.
I'm trying. You're heavier than you look.
That's not a very polite thing to say to a lady.
But you're no lady. You're...
Don't you let go, Roy. You don't want to see me smashing on those rocks below.
No, of course not. But...
What?
Lord Greg?
Roy! My hand's slipping!
Hold on!
I can't!
My grip! I can't hold it!
Roy!
Griselda! Lord Greg! Griselda! No!
My God!
What the hell's going on?
The whole place is falling apart.
Well, I can see that. Maybe we should have kept the chopper running. Suki, go warm the blades.
Roy!
No, Chesterfield. I'm Sir Maxwell House.
No, look, it's Roy. Running out of the building.
Oh, so it is. Good eyes, Chesterfield.
Lorimer! Sir Maxwell! Suki! What are you all doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
The Beast of Albion!
Oh, I like that. Do it again.
You came to the right place, man. It's down there. We need to get clear.
Are you all right?
No, Lorimer, I'm not. I'm far from it.
Where's Griselda?
Well, you see, she...
This is a weird place. I hate islands. The way they're surrounded by water and the ground heaves up and down.
The ground what?
Look, the ground's moving!
He's right. Almost as if something's trying to break through.
Roy, you don't think...
I do, actually. The nuns' protection has worn off.
What nuns?
They're all dead. Griselda, I mean...
Listen, Roy, I need to tell you something about Griselda.
It's going to have to wait. Lorimer, look!
What the hell is that thing?
It's the Beast of Albion!
It's coming out of that hole!
The Beast rises!
The Beast of Albion Part 1 was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Sarah Whitehouse as Mother Superior, Katie Danbury as Sister Magenta, Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House, Nick Lucas as Colonel Dalby, Sean Garrett as Captain Bates, and Susie Kane as Griselda Promigrew and Lord Greg Powers. Engineered and edited by Peter Davis. Music supplied by Chaotic Creations, featuring music by Kevin MacLeod, with sound effects by Daniel Lomas. With thanks to Heather Dool, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production. But the thing is, though, really, who needs chairs? I mean, you're sitting on that beanbag.
I've never really thought about
it. I'm on this crate of hams.
I feel like you have really opened my eyes to a new way of living.
It's these people involved in the chair industry.
Big chair.
Just bilking everyone for money. It's a complete scam. And, oh!
What are you doing here?
Hello there. What? Fancy seeing you here.
I thought that was my reflection.
No, that is a reflection.
Oh.
But over there, look.
Hi. Where do you come from?
Oh, through that broken window, I see. Welcome to Hunting the Monsters with Monsting Hunters. We're talking about Series 2, Episode 5.
Goodness gracious
which
me.
Which is the first ever...
Two-parter.
This is The Beast of Albion, Part 1.
That was an episode and a half. Did you just hear that?
No, actually, I didn't.
Whoa, sit down. Have a glass of milk or something.
Was it good?
It's pretty exciting.
Let's talk about when we made it. So we always knew that this series was gearing up towards a big, dramatic, sort of cinematic ending.
Yeah.
It kind of early on, we thought we'd do a two-parter because we knew the ending would be like a big sort of Doctor Who-style two-part episode. And it is split up quite nicely into two parts. And the first part is about them actually finding the beast. And we're going to talk about what part two is, but part two is obviously not set in the same place because we've killed all the nuns and the beast is up.
It does that nice thing of you get to cliffhanger and then it changes, doesn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
The story moves on.
And we haven't done many cliffhangers. We've done a couple at the end of the first series with leading
they
into the specials.
They flow through, but they're clearly different stories, whereas this is very much, you're listening to half a story here. You couldn't just listen to this and feel satisfied.
No way.
Sorry about that.
And we also have a big reveal.
Yes, we do.
At the end of this episode.
Yeah, because it's not just one thing that happens in this. It's not just that we discover the Beast of Albion, is it? I assume this is where you're going.
We also discover the true identity of Griselda Promigrew.
If whilst you're listening to the series and you've got to this point and you did work it out, why don't you drop us a line? You can write to us
on our address, which is P.O. Box
888888 Ceefax Lane. If you are clever enough and you do enough work, you'll find our address.
But Susie Kane, who plays Griselda Promigrew / Lord Greg Powers.
What? Oh, I've said it.
She was, you know, basing her performance on my performance of Lord Greg Powers from Series 1.
And it's written like that.
It is written, so lots of repetition of names.
Yeah, because that's... Lord Greg Powers is...
He's
cadences and speeches, they're all kind of...
He says things in a very certain way, so we made sure that we wrote Griselda the same way.
And,
but we did genuinely talk about what would happen if you put someone's brain in someone else's body, because you would, the voice would be the same because you've got the same vocal cords and all that. The physiognomy is the same.
Of the person's whose body.
The person whose, the body. Yeah, sorry.
The donor body.
But the brain would want to say things in the same way. So the intonations and even accents, I think, would be the same. So if you would put someone from the north of England, for example, and take their brain out, put them into a southerner's body, they wouldn't become a southerner all of a sudden. They would still have the northern accent.
Do you think that's interesting?
Well, because it's your brain that tells you how to say certain words, not your mouth and your
It's a really
lips.
Interesting thing, though. I also like the fact that we set up, at the end of Series 1, we've worked through Series 1 to set up the idea that Lord Greg is basically Roy's nemesis. He's a better version of Roy, but also he's clearly kind of a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
And then we brought in Griselda and set her up as being Roy's perfect woman.
Yeah.
Only to discover...
Mm-hmm.
That actually she's Lord Greg Powers.
And we talked a lot about the dynamic between the two characters and what their actual relationship would be and what their feelings towards each other would be. Roy definitely falls in love with Griselda.
Definitely.
That's very clear. When he finds out that it's Lord Greg, he's a bit confused, admittedly.
I think he, yeah.
But there's the scene at the end where she turns around and says, "I've changed my mind. I was going to kill you, but now I'd like to rule with you." Now, this could be her trying to get him to save her life because she's sort of dangling off a building. But
I mean, when we talked about it, we kind of thought that part of him slash her was genuinely feeling these feelings, and she did want to be with him.
I think it's a complicated mess.
Yeah, we're not gonna say what the actual, you know, motivation of each character is, but you can sort of make up your own minds.
She's definitely Lord Greg, but I think being in that body and having that relationship with Roy does change her.
Yes.
She is not a nice person, but at the same time, there is clearly something between the two of them.
Yeah, Roy's not really sure what's going on in his heart at that point.
Poor old Roy.
Poor old Roy.
We do put him through it, and deservedly so.
Yeah, damn it.
Meanwhile, Lorimer's off in his chopper.
Meanwhile, yeah, Lorimer is with Sir Maxwell, trying to work out what's going on. He's also trying to work out the truth behind Griselda. And this is where he's got the letters of her name in a circle, trying to work it out. And this is a sort of mini clue for people who like anagrams. Because if you rearrange the letters of her name, it spells out, I am Lord Greg Powers. If those are done in the Harry Potter books or films, in the second book, there's a character
Harry
called
Potter
Tom...
with a vengeance.
Marvolo Riddle, and he rearranges the letters of his name to spell out, I am Lord Voldemort. So we had that idea, or I guess it was...
not read Harry Potter
That is a spoiler for Harry Potter 2, sorry.
Rewind this now. Too late, you're ruined.
So I'm going to credit my wife again at this point. She came up with the name Griselda Promigrew.
Which is a great name.
So that was all down to my wife. So thank you for that, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
But we've mentioned the nuns. Let's talk about the actors. The Mother Superior is played by a fantastic actress called Sarah Whitehouse.
Isn't she good?
She is very good, and she's doing a lot of theatre work at the moment and lots of filming things, and she's wonderful. And she is in another episode.
She is.
Later on. Which we won't talk about now.
If people are good and versatile, which a lot of the people that we use
definitely,
are,
yeah.
We'll bring them back because they can do a lot of stuff. So why not use them more
Absolutely.
Than once? Why not? Because we like working with people, and and if they're good, then we'll keep them. If they
and
don't, we'll have them killed.
On that note, the other nun in this episode, Sister Magenta, is played by Katie Danbury.
Hang on, she was in
the previous episode.
She wasn't.
Yep, she played Frieda, the...
I did that all... Did you notice?
That was very good.
That was good.
Frieda, the barkeep in X, The Terror from Beneath. She plays Sister Magenta in this episode.
And she's exceptional in both.
I don't get it.
Because X was in the last episode. X, the terror.
Okay. Anyway, she's very good in this episode as well.
She's great.
Sister Magenta with
her
singer voice that can fell an ox. And we also have another recurring character we hadn't heard for a few episodes of, the character of Captain Bates from MI16.
Yes, he came back, didn't he?
In the beginning, he gets killed.
That was a surprise.
I know. So the wonderful actor Sean Garrett came back for this little... Well, it's only for one scene, really. Yeah, so thanks, Sean, for coming and doing that scene.
Cheers.
Falling out that door.
You're great.
So with everyone dead apart from our main characters, what's going to happen next?
I reckon they will probably...
have a tea party with the Beast.
Do you think so?
And he'll just go back to sleep again, and they'll... That whole episode
that
will be just
bit
anticlimactic.
I'm not sure. I don't think that sounds like what's
How about
happen?
If the Beast comes up and destroys the entire world and everyone dies in the whole world?
That's a bit bleak.
That's too much. Let's just listen to the next episode and find out,
Why
shall we?
Don't we find out by listening next week?
And we'll come back into your ears after that one and talk
we
about
will
that
literally
one.
Literally be sitting on your very lobes. We will be whispering sweet nothings into your ears.
That's weird.
Only if you think about it too much. Don't think about it. Just feel it.
We hope you enjoy The Beast of Albion Part 2, and we'll see you at the end of that one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.